was our theme song in Virginia, being followed by military police and others. Gonna roll this.
Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just what no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
This was our theme song in D.C. and Virginia with military intelligence, diplomatic security services from the State Department following us, trying to set us up. We just cranked it up. We had a lot of fun fighting that tyranny. Crank it back up. I love it. We're having fun fighting for this republic. We're the real Americans. Don't let it be said that we didn't stand up, we didn't fight. Don't let it be said we didn't have fun doing it while we even risked our lives. Richard Reeves did a great job. Rob Jagus and Aaron Dykes and myself. That was my team. And I salute you. And this song is for you. Old Smokey's got his ears on.
He's bound to die.
He's got his ears on. He's hot on your trail. He's not going to rest if you're in jail. It's us or them. We got to beat the New World Order. Got to do it now. Here it is.
Old Smokey's got them ears on, and he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest if you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and get it here. He's bound to die, load it up and trucking. We're gonna do what they say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up. Watch your bandit
run. Just watch your bandit run. I tell you, it says it all. Run it back about a minute. I want them to hear that part where they say, old Smokey's got his ears on. Right by the National Reconnaissance Center. Yeah, old Smokey had his ears on. This is everything we were saying and doing. But we beat him. We took over that Bilderberg group meeting. We shut down one of their conferences, bullhorning it, point blank range, right up there in front of the dragon, punching him right in the nose. We did it! The spirit of America! Yeah!
Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to duck him, you got to dodge him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give him hell. He's bound to die. Put it up and
little victory song.
We
gonna
do what they say can't be done.
We got a long way to go.
Way to go. And it's short time to get there. I'm eastbound to
just watch old bandit run. The real Americans defending the Republic. The American people. I salute you. Everybody that came out there to confront the Bilderberg group. Everybody that was there. I just absolutely love you to death. We're going to come back, take calls from Billy John, DeLeon, Corey, Chris, and others. Then I'm going to recap what happened the last 3 days. I've covered yesterday, the first couple days of Bilderberg. I want to cover it all and recap it all and then cover some more news. When we get back, we will take your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to duck him, you got to dodge him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. Just let that hammer down and give him hell. I love it! We're having fun all the way, folks, even if it's to the gallows. We're committed. It feels good to be on the side of right. It feels good to not be afraid. It feels good to take action. You know what? We even know it's a victory when you call up threatening our families. It lets us know we're on the right side, lets us know you're the trash, and lets us know we got to you. Lets us know our lives mean something. It ain't about a bunch of ball games and acting silly and screwing around. It's about living for decency and honor and freedom and fighting these generational interests that think that we're their slaves. We will never surrender. We'll be right back after this quick break with your calls and a lot more.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show.
This is your Bob Chapman popping in for 10 minutes with us. He's another rebel for liberty.
He's bound to die. Put it up and
then we're going
to
be taking your calls, getting into Bilderberg. He'll be with us for a full hour tomorrow. With all that's happening with the economy. Hey, the globalists are the enemies. All we got to do is expose that they're the enemy. Here it is.
And he's out on your trail. And he ain't going to rest till you're in jail.
So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking.
Just put that hammer down
and give him hell.
He's found
you got to love it.
Put it up and truck it.
Now, you should have seen us being chased by military police, followed, guys in clown masks following us. We would just crank this up and laugh at them and get video of their faces, and they'd swerve off and do everything else they did. Yeah. Got to duck him, we got to dodge him. We got to keep that diesel trucking. We're going to beat you. You know, a man in the wrong can't stand against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. We're just going to keep on a-coming. You heard about Mark Dice, Fox News, freaking out over it. Just a great idea we hadn't thought of. And this is what it takes, great minds thinking together, all of us together. Send DVDs like Terror Storm and others in his press release out to the people in the military in Iraq. I'll go into Bob Chapman for a quick report today. We'll get a full hour with him tomorrow because so much is happening economically. Bob, to me, it is absolutely essential. I want your take on this, internationalforecaster.com. It's essential to expose that they're the terrorists. It's essential to expose that they're, by their own IMF documents, World Bank documents, imploding the economy by design, destroying the dollar by design, because then they can't pose with the next part of their phase, We said 8 months ago when this newest crisis started, they would propose a global law, a global government with global banks running it. They say we'll buy our carbon credits from the private banks with local police enforcing environmental rules on taxes on our breathing, as the New York Times called it. And everything we said, they've done. We will pay taxes on our breathing and our carbon use to the central banks, and they will globally have a global government run by the private banks. Everything we said they do out of this crisis they created, they're now doing, Bob Chapman.
Well, that's correct. And they are doing behind the scenes what they call harmonization, and that is within industry and cross-border harmonization within industry with rules and things like that. And the people don't know what they're doing, and when they want to finally make a change, like that's what they're doing with the North American Union, all of a sudden all the groundwork's been laid. Nobody knew about it, but they've been working on it because they got the time and money and staff to do so. And that's a very important part of it. The second thing is to bring Europe, the United States, and in Canada, among the wealthiest nations in the world, to the knees economically. And the reason for that is to force them to accept world government. And part of that is the first nationalization of banking, the financial world in general, insurance. And they're in the process of doing that in the United States right now. And the European Central Bank, at least among those in the Eurozone, is doing the same thing. And if you notice, they had the Lisbon Agreement, which everybody in Europe disagrees with, for the most part, on balance, I should say. And there's lawsuits against it, but this shows you the extent that they will go to get what they want. What that Lisbon Agreement was, is to have a constitution and call it by another name. That other name was agreement. And the people in France and in Holland both had voted that agreement down. So those are the kind of things that they're doing.
Let me add that. I'm going
to
get your take on this,
to break
Bob.
Things down.
Okay. Finish up. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, you were finishing up. I talked over you. You said to do what?
These are the kinds of things that they're doing. Some of the things you see, other things you don't see. Harmonization you don't see. Nationalization of the banks, you don't realize what they're doing until it's been done.
Now we had
and then the internationalization of banks. And when all is said and done down the line, as Brzezinski says, like 30 years from now, because our program has been all messed up and that's how long it's going to take now, what they'll have to do is internationalize these banks so that you've got a handful of banks to go to. And if you are outspoken about what's going on, they cancel your bank account. And incidentally, in England, they're doing that with people now who work with Iranian-based enterprises in the United Kingdom. Barclays is closing their bank accounts because they say that the people who work for these Iranian companies are assisting terrorism.
And that's a very dangerous trend. I want to talk more about that. We know Bush signed an executive order about 8 months ago, 9 months ago, saying that anybody, even retroactively, who is in business with any company or group retroactively that they claim ever dealt with any terrorist group, they're going to seize all your assets. So a great new admiralty-type letter of marque system coming in. Meanwhile, Halliburton helped give nuclear components, admittedly BBC, to Pakistan and Iran. They're total sickening hypocrites. But I wanted to bring up what Dr. Jerome Corsi brought up in the last hour, and that is that the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commerce Department have announced that for over 100 years they have shown statistics on foreign company ownership and buy-ups and overseeing, and the government would not allow a lot of that if it was seen against their interest. Now they will no longer review any foreign buying or takeover, and they will keep that secret from the public. So here's all our info as citizens public, but then foreign corporations coming in as the dollar plunges and buying everything up, that's going to be secret.
Yes, and I think it goes beyond that. And incidentally, Jerome Corsi is a wonderful researcher, and he does a wonderful job. And we carry his articles just like we carry yours, and in a prominent place in our publication, you know, to link with to what other people are having to say. So I don't have to write about it. But anyway, I think it goes further than that. I think one of the reasons that the government has been taking over so much land and things like that,
collateral.
Federal land, is I think they've got it up as collateral, and I'm just guessing. I think they've got it up as collateral.
Well, that's actually in the IMF World Bank documents, Bob.
What's that?
That's in the Joseph Stiglitz leaked November 2000 IMF World Bank documents.
And I haven't seen that.
Well, your analysis is correct.
And, you know, it's just, you know, I try to think of what they're going to do before they do it, or while they're doing it. Well, obviously, I'm 8 years behind on this one. But my insight, I guess, was there.
No, you're six. You're six. It was 2002. Well, no, I mean, who can know everything? You know more than I do about economics, and we're all scanning, and I interview all the experts. Bob, in the 4 minutes we've got left, you'll be with us a full hour in the second hour tomorrow. Everybody should tune in for that, whereas we give a whole overview on how to protect yourselves and more. Right now, oil exploding. They're trying to suppress gold. It was up to 900 and something last week, down this week. What do you see happening?
Well, they will continue to try to take gold down, but it'll keep right on coming back, along with silver. And as far as oil is concerned, it's a hard call because it's pretty expensive at this point. I think a fair price for oil right now is probably around $80 a barrel. And it could, you know, in time go back to 50, but not around now. And I think perhaps we might trade here somewhere between $100 and $140 a barrel. You know, one of the main problem with all of the commodities or anything that trades in dollars is a depreciating dollar. And, of course, they come out in Jawbone, Paulson, and Bernanke yesterday and today, again, about the dollars of the dollar rallies. But it can't hold a rally. It isn't going anywhere to the upside. And so you're going to have continued pressure on everything that's dollar-related. And oil is one of those things, except for Iran selling oil. Everybody else sells it in dollars. And then you've got people in Israel and people in Washington, particularly our president, telling everybody almost every day that they're going to invade next week or the week after, or the week after that. Now, people don't know what's going to happen in the war. Will the Persian Gulf, will the straits be shut down? And so,
yeah, they're clearly doing things to destabilize. Let me just ask it. So you're saying they're clearly trying to destabilize at a bare minimum to create instability in the dollar and make people speculate and drive up all of the raw materials, the commodities that are out there. So they're by design destabilizing.
Well, you know, you got to think of it this way. Why would Israel and our administration run around so frequently telling people that they're going to bomb Iran? I mean, it's just over and over and over again. And all that does is make the price of oil and other things go up, in addition to the inflation that's being caused by a dollar, which is, not what the paper it's written on, essentially. And so they're exacerbating the problem is what they're doing.
Do you still have...
You're right. And you say, why would they do that? Well, maybe they want higher prices. Why? Because it puts people in a position where they'll have to take what's given to them. In other words, governmental control comes from the inability to be able to buy food and energy at reasonable prices.
Bob Chapman, tomorrow we'll talk about this all in detail during the second hour, 12 noon Central Standard Time. See you at high noon, theinternationalforecaster.com. Folks, check out getting a subscription. Great info. Bob, thanks for the time.
All right, bye-bye.
There goes Bob Chapman, ladies and gentlemen. Billy, John, Deleon, Corey, Chris, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. Upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts, I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I?
All right, it's hard to cut Johnny Cash off. Let's go to Billy in New Jersey. You're on the air, Billy. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. My voice sounds different today. I have laryngitis, but we spoke several times. I haven't talked to you since like February. One of the things I want to talk about actually is I have two articles I've written, which I think came out really well. And I'm just curious if you could publish them on your website. One,
yeah, send them by to us. Aaron was up here like 4 in the morning, so he's not in right now. But send them to Aaron at Infowars.com. Send them to Kurt. What's Kurt's web address? Oh, he's got his own. We need to get him an Infowars address. I can give that out. But...
Okay. Well, before the call-ins, could you tell me the email addresses? And the reason I wanted to have them on your website is because there are two major stories. One is about... fluoride, and the other one is about the dropout rate, which and how basically No Child Left Behind is actually hurting the country.
Well, it's designed to do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what it was about, and it was like really good, especially for it to be written by someone my age. And it was supposed to actually be the cover of the school newspaper. And my school's like really huge; it has like 2,000 students or more. It's really big, and it was supposed to be the cover, and it was conveniently dropped last minute.
Well, be sure and write that in what you send us, and if it's good stuff, I mean, we had to scan over it, but we might post it up there. I appreciate you doing that. Aaron at Infowars.com, two A's. Make sure you tell the story above it, because he might not even be in today by the time I leave. I've been out of town, so I'm only going to work till 4 o'clock today or so, because I still haven't got a chance to see my family much. I was on Coast to Coast again last night. But we'll do that, Billy. Anything else?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what they were about in the thing, but the same thing happened with my fluoride one. That was supposed to be, like, the main feature in the paper, too, and it was voted on to be it. But the one day I was absent, it was conveniently dropped, too. So I'm just saying, like, anyone out there who wants to get the shoot out, you really have to be, like, on your stuff, nonstop, because people will try to really try to hide it from you, even, like, the school principals and everything, which just surprised me.
Yeah, well, they think they're protecting their job by protecting the establishment, and all they're doing is helping the New World Order kill them and their family with eugenics. It's the saddest thing to see these compartmentalized fools defending a completely bankrupt evil system, but they're going to find out.
And about school, about college, like, I've been hearing, like, good and bad sides to this, but the school I'm taking is, you know, Berklee College of Music?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking that online, though, and I've, people have been telling me, oh, there are, like, more up downsides than taking them, like, in school. The reason I didn't want to take them in school is because of all the shootings that have been going on recently. And I just want to hear your take about taking college online. Like, what do you think about that? Like, I don't know. I think there was better period just to take it online because then it won't have to
I hear you. Let me briefly on the other side, and I appreciate your call, Billy. Let me briefly come back and tell you what I think about college. And we'll get to all your other calls, 1-800-259-9931. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I got a message to the government, like every day. I watch, look, and call them all suckers. You wanted me about Osama over there?
Government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shake you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never put to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
This just in, Epoch Times, one of the biggest alternative newspapers in the world. I've been in London. I've been in southern Mexico. I've been in Canada. I have seen it all over the world, from Tokyo to London, to Brasilia. They are in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of major cities all over the place, all over New York, all over D.C. In the hotels, you see their free newspaper.
It is predominantly a Falun Gong newspaper. Great folks, anti-tyranny. And they did a, this is the only what you could call mainstream print publication in the United States that is put on newsstands everywhere. And they're in, major cities, over about a million people. We've even seen some Epoch Times here and there in Austin, but not like it's saturated in capital cities. So that is up on Infowars.com by Don Wong Kang. Duan Kang. He was a nice fellow. Talked to him for about 30 minutes. Headline, Epoch Times interview, Alex Jones at Bilderberg. I'm going to click on the actual link and see what their headline was. I'm going to go to the Epoch Times and cover this. Mainstream media blackout Bilderberg meeting. Wow, what a good headline. While over 100 of the most influential people in the world are believed to gather at the Wessels Marriott Hotel in Chantilly, Virginia for several days, all the major media except for the Epoch Times are apparently silent about it. This event is an annual gathering of the Bilderberg Group. Let's punch that up on screen. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, Henry Kissinger, Vernon Jordan, and others were seen by witnesses, and some of them were confirmed by others just outside the hotel. Photos and videotapes were taken of them, seeing websites. See the websites operated by Alex Jones, the bottom of this report, and have been posted by some of the videos and photos. And it goes on to say, Alex Jones, syndicated radio talk show host, documentary filmmaker, says that he invited the Washington Post, the Fairfax Times, and asked 16 million listeners of Coast to Coast AM radio show to call on the press to cover the event. But no major media showed. This is a criminal group. They are involved in very bad things, said Alex Jones, referring to the Bilderberg Group. He said they violate the Logan Act. The federal law says that they can't come here and discuss policy with private interest in secret because we have a right to know. The only place they can discuss these things in secret is in a national security meeting in the Congress of the Capitol. And that's amongst themselves. This is illegal, what they are doing. That's why we have Moles Inside reporting to us what's happening. Man, this is just real reporting here, ladies and gentlemen. Everything he's saying is documented, by the way, by quoting me. It's all proven. He continued, this isn't about the federal government. This is about private interest meeting with members of the government outside of the government, violating federal law and the Logan Act. We are here because this is a criminal summit. These are globalists. They want one world government. They want to reduce liberty. Alex Jones is also the producer of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. When asked about evidence of Bilderberg Group's influence over U.S. presidential candidates, he said, from our sources, they decide who they like best, and then they put their weight behind them. These people own the media. They own the big corporations. They've got trillions of dollars together. And they get the nod from the big boys. You tend to get the support. Do they have total control over society? No. Do they have total control over the candidates? No. But they are steering it. They are massively influencing it. This is all word for word what I said. The Washington Post published an article on June 9th with the headline, Obama Advisor Faces Scrutiny Over Mortgage Deals. It reports that James J. Johnson, former Fannie Mae CEO, is leading Barack Obama's vice presidential search process, and that Johnson is a former member of the American Friends of Bilderberg. Rare mention. They at least mentioned it. Jim Tucker, co-founder of American Free Press, has been investigating the Bilderberg Group for over a quarter century. His research of the Bilderberg Group has been highly praised by participants of the protest at Chantilly. He is author of Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, 2005. John Ronson, author of Them, describes Bilderberg Group for CNN several years ago. He's a big whitewasher, by the way. Many members of Bilderberg see themselves in much the same way as the conspiracy theorists see them, as shadowy figures out to influence world events. They see themselves as wise globalist centrists. Yes, centrist. Many of them, anti-Bilderberg conspiracists, see them as twigs in a tidal wave of globalization. They see themselves as nationalists. World government is what Bilderberg are into, the idea of global community and a one world order. The Bilderberg Group sees themselves as headhunters. They'll get an up-and-coming politician who they think may be a presidential or prime minister one day, and as globalists and industrial leaders, they try to influence them. Oh, yeah, right, they run them. Bilderberg's security hulks back to Henry Kissinger, who loves the idea of working in the shadows. The secret he gives rise to conspiracy theories. No, we've gotten their minutes out. We know what their agenda is. The CNN interview can be seen at YouTube here. The press release for the official Bilderberg Group that we forced them to release, that's a big victory. You can click on that, or he says the website's owned and run by Alex Jones, show photos and videos on the Chantilly event, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There appears to be a wide range of opinions about Bilderberg Group. This report represents only the tip of the iceberg. Really nice report. He's got a group photo there of all of us out there. And up at the top, he's got a photo of me with other folks. And we really appreciate the fine job that he did. Very accurate reporting. Everything he said, he backed up with even their own admissions. And this is an excellent report, so I am very excited. I mean, this paper is huge, folks. And it's not just the millions of people every day that read it who pick it up. It's the millions of Falun Gong practitioners all over the world, tens of millions, who support it and promote it. You call it kind of a Buddhist exercise group. Most of them aren't even religious. They get harvested for their organs a lot because they're so healthy. They exercise about 3 hours a day, eating only organic food, work out all the time. I think a really classy group of people. I've had scum. We posted a video of the Epoch Times guy interviewing me Saturday, or was it Sunday? And on YouTube, people are going, Falun Gong scum, you need to die. You're all a bunch of anti-Chinese scum. Well, most of them are Chinese, by the way. So how are they anti-Chinese scum? I'm just sick of the New World Order, man. Can't you Shingam guys leave anybody alone that doesn't love your tyranny? All right, I'm going to blast through a few phone calls and finish up with what happened in Bilderberg. I got to go quicker here. John in Ohio, go ahead.
Yeah, as you said, the Israeli government and the American government have just about every day been threatening an unprovoked aggression attack against Iran, who hasn't attacked a country, since it was founded as this month.
No, it's been overthrown twice by the U.S., and it's been invaded by the United States, and over a million of them were murdered, and it's total evil, and I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, the point I'd like to make is that I believe that anyone who repeats this totally discredited quote that is endlessly repeated to the dumbed-down American public, but which has been completely exploded all across the
Yes, Ahmadinejad said the regime of Zionism will be wiped will vanish from the history's pages. And then
yes.
That was falsely quoted, and it's an absolute fact to say we will drive Israel into the sea and kill everybody.
That's absolutely true. And they also had a letter to President Bush about 2 years ago.
Well, let me just stop you. Do you know how far, of course, he's come? He's come from 2 years ago here, believing all of it, saying they carried out 9/11. You know, basically, it's a new world order. They control the left and the right. I mean, you know, I respect Corsi because he's right on economics, right on peak oil, right on so much. But then, and he's coming along.
Well,
I mean, I really think he means well. I don't think he's an operative.
Well, I think he is. I absolutely do. I think he's the poisonous chameleon who adopts the background camouflage of the people he's talking to at the time. But the burning issue right now is to stop this war.
Now, he didn't do that. Let me stop you. Let's put him on hold. I used to get in huge fights with Corsi. I'd have him on and scream at him. And he said on air, okay, you've woke me up. It's probably an inside job. And then he's saying he doesn't want a war with Iran. He did 2 years ago. So, I mean, a chameleon, he goes on other shows and says that.
What I'm saying is here, he's sophisticated enough, he knows, even a semi-literate person knows that that is a total lie, the primary lie that is being used to bring people into this war, and furthermore, I've heard him over the years going beyond that would actually make the neocons blush with the kind of scaremongering propaganda on coast to coast, framing up every country that has been attacked and set up for attack from Iran, Iraq, to Syria. I absolutely believe a man of this sophistication knew exactly what he's doing, because even Cheney, Bush, and McCain and these types would not make those kind of claims. And I've heard him on another program. First, people who want that quote verified, globalresearch.ca. But I've heard him on another program concerning Obama, and he attacks him for not being enough of a neocon. I have my condemnation of him for precisely being
Hey, John, got to move on, but you have no argument from me. I am not going to vote for Barack Obama, and I'm not going to vote for John McCain. I appreciate your call, okay? I mean, I'm not voting for either one. There is, you know, it's kind of like we went to a hamburger place and they said we're selling horse dung for dinner. And they said we got dried horse dung and we got wet horse dung. Well, which pile of horse dung do you want to eat? I'm going to say I don't want horse dung on the menu. I'm leaving. Now, I personally looked into Obama's eyes and seen glimmers of evil. I have a pretty good discernment. I think he's a total tool in the front with a lot of charisma. I don't think he's that evil yet. I don't like him, but his handlers are pure evil. I physically get ill when I look at Hillary. I mean, I literally turn away. I mean, her fakeness, her evil, I can't look at her. McCain is a complete nutcase. I can't look at him. And I guess after many years of looking at Obama, I'll get to where I'm nauseated. I understand. But I'm not discussing it. I mean, it's all a diversion. It's all a distraction. I think people should know about Obama. We'll expose him and McCain. But other than that, I'm not voting for either one of them. Okay, let's go to De Leon, I believe, North Carolina.
Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up 2 points. First is I've been noticing the presence of black and green helicopters in the area, and not just in the city, but also in the rural areas as well. And I was wondering if there was some sort of literature on that that could point me to the...
I'd have to look at the aircraft. I could tell you exactly what agency they're with.
Okay. And another thing, I have a friend who received a threatening email in her inbox a few days ago, and it turned out to be a phony email. It was one of those emails that says, we're going to kill you if you don't pay us $8,000 in 10 days.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, has there been anyone who has successfully done a reverse search on that email?
Most of those get sent out by dummy Trojans that come and take over other people's computers.
Okay.
Where, like, mainly it's institution computers, like government facilities, universities, public school computers. Hackers dial into them. A lot of it's the government. That's been proven, just to create a bad name for the web so they can regulate it. And then it'll take over your computer, and then off of its server, using it as a proxy, and then they're using a proxy to get to your computer. They will send out, 1,000 emails that then use, and then they'll go get into other computers and do it. And it's just all a big diversion, all a big distraction. I mean, you'll know when you get a real phone call or a real email. It'll say by your name. They'll call up and say, hey, Mr. Johnson, or whatever your last name is, we're going to kill you. And if they really want you to know it's true, they'll say, that little dog's back there playing in the backyard chasing a squirrel. What a cute little pink necklace it has. How about I murder that little dog like I'm going to slit your throat, you whore. You hear me, you whore. We're going to cut your head off. That's the kind of calls my wife's had before. That's what it's like. Or you answer the phone, and it's a woman going, baby, baby, you gave me disease. You gave me a disease. And then they'll do it right when your wife's with you in the house. And you hang up, and your wife gets paranoid, and they call the number back, and it's some payphone. The person's answering. Or they'll call your house and say, is Alex there? Well, no, he's not there. Can I leave him? Would you like to message? Well, I thought he lives alone. I want to talk to him. I need to talk to him. Well, this is his wife. Leave the number. Well, he can't have a wife. We're together. We're having a baby. You know what? If you want to know what a real PSYOP is, how about we burn your house down and kill your children? That's the type of stuff. And that's when you know the government is pure scum. I mean, the top echelons, and now they've got sociopathic killers who've been murdering people in Iraq, Afghanistan, Serbia. They're coming back, a age of death and destruction and wickedness, and just feeding on us and running wild on us, is now in burning down governor's mansions and blaming it on people, and just total wickedness is upon us. And I just tell you, wake up everybody you can, discredit this government like your life depends on it, because they've got to totally be discredited, and we've almost done it, so it just completely falls apart. Now, instead of them going into pure fascism, we have to just have it fall apart. That's the best we can hope for.
So is there any program that you recommend to prevent the takeover?
A program?
Like an anti-spyware, anti-virus program.
Just so what? Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm the tip of the spear here with a few other people. I'm the big fish, folks. I'm alive. I'm fine. I'm still breathing. I'm a canary in the coal mine. Most people I know in this movement spend their time worried about men in black getting them and being chased, and that never really happens unless you went to Bilderberg. A lot of people did get visits from that because they want to intimidate people. They want to stop. It's excitement. It's real life. Do they have army helicopters flying around with the local police scanning through your walls for pot lights? Yes. Do they have secret police all over the place? Yes. But they're criminals. Let them know we know they're criminals. Go and speak. Be open. We're not the bad guys. When you have an attitude of you're on the defensive, they win. They're the bad guys. We're the good guys. We're out in the open. We're speaking out. The sunshine is what destroys these people. They're like vampires, use the analogy. They can't handle the sunshine, the light. We need to light more torches. It's like we're in a big cave with a bunch of vampires around us. We've all got torches, and the vampires try to intimidate us and say, "Sah, in the dark, we'll get you, sah. If you light that torch, I'll get you. You're going to get it. Everything will be okay. If you just let me curl up next to you and do what I say. Never mind. Just take that scarf off around your neck. Let me bite in. There you go. I'm your government. I love you. Don't light the torch." And then you light the torch and it goes, and they go, "Ah, no, ah." And then they run back into the dark. "No, turn the torch off. I'm going to get you if you don't." No. You got the torches, the light of God, honor, courage. Hold the torch high. Light the torch now. Pull out your sword in the info war and tell these blood-sucking maggots we're marching on them. That's the key! Give them hell!
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Yeah, the New World Order vampires come to you, and they say,
"Don't get involved, the government will get you. Don't be afraid, don't have the light of liberty. Don't speak out, creep around and be scared, then you'll be safe. No, not the dog, don't stand up against it, we're undefeatable. Please, no, please. No, 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 please, not bad, oh,
We're going to get you if you speak out. We're going to get you if you're involved. Oh, no. The way to stop us is creeping around and being paranoid. We're invincible. People didn't come to Bilderberg and shut down our home conference screaming at us. We're invincible. You can't beat us. I know not what I mean. Oh, no.
That's right, government. We're your overlords. All right, Corey in California, go ahead.
You crack me up, Alex.
How did that sound? That was my bullhorn in studio.
That was awesome, man. No, I was calling. Actually, did get a little press from the mainstream media.
Don't call the radio show. The government will get you.
No, anyways, Slate. It's not print, but it's online.
That's the Washington Post online fake blog.
Yeah, exactly.
My little jokes about Bilderberg. Oh, it exists, but it's nothing.
Yeah, well, long story short, it's a total whitewash. That's what I was calling.
Take your vaccines. Drink your fluoride. The government loves you.
Oh, well, if you say so, I guess.
Anything else, sir?
No, that was it, Alex, pretty much, man.
Well, I don't want you to add anything you want to add.
Okay, well, what do you think about the warmongering on Iran, especially on Friday?
I think it's wonderful, Friday. We need to.
You should definitely do this more, Alex. lightens up the whole situation.
I don't know why. I try to be serious. I just screw around some.
Oh, you got to sometimes.
Once, man. I played...
No, don't go out of the show with that Smokey and the Bandit the last minute. I mean, it makes me scared. Oh, I hate the Patriots. Oh, God, they might actually get their blood up and stop being cowards and find out how weak we are inside the New World Order. No, please. Oh, no. Oh, not that. Oh, please, no. And if you submit to government, take the shots, let me brain damage you. I want to rule you. Please don't fight back. Oh, no. I'll send men with guns to intimidate you. That tough. Oh, the government loves you. Oh, my God, the public's getting wise to it. Everybody's waking up. Oh, God, let's stage more terror attacks. That will scare them into submission.
Is that your David Rockefeller impersonation or what?
You know, speak of the devil, a guy at the Bilderberg event, who he called in and got Rockefeller on the phone by asking
God.
Jim Tucker done that years ago, and I was allowed to hear David Rockefeller. The guy's scared to release it. But he said he may release it and cut out his voice and put text, you know, when he's talking. And I just told him, again, don't be afraid. I said the same thing. You made the call. Now have the courage to put it on the web. But
he was like, hello. Well, these people say you're setting up a new world order. Well, I wouldn't listen too much to that. I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Hey, we're out of time. I appreciate it. I'm sorry to Chris and Jeffrey and others. Call me back tomorrow. I'll be front of the line. Before this week's over, I'll do the full Bilderberg breakdown, a full blow-by-blow. Incredible broadcast today. All these big guests, all this huge info. It already starts on the Internet. If you were listening on AM or FM shortwave satellite and you missed any of the first or second or third hour, retransmission starts now at one place. Got to go to the streams at InfoWars.com, and it makes this guy angry.
No, don't go to InfoWars.com. Not there. Don't go to that website and listen to the restream. No. Wow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.